Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in one package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. And today, you'll be listening to a song from her second album, the Come See a Man album, and the song is called Worthy. Well, you've probably heard the term self-esteem used a few times in your lifetime, and you probably even used the term yourself, and you probably even wanted to have some. That's got to be something that you think you would want to have. Well, what is self-esteem? Self-esteem in sociology and psychology is a person's subjective and often emotional evaluation of his own worth. It's a person's evaluation of self as well as a person's attitude towards self. Well, the Apostle Paul evaluated himself this way in Romans chapter 7, verse 15. He said, "What I am doing I do not understand, for I'm not practicing what I'd like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate." And as a result of this evaluation, Paul came to this conclusion. In Romans chapter 7, verse 21, "I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good." It's tough to have self-esteem when you know that evil is present in you. And unfortunately, Paul is describing all of us, not just himself. Evil is present in us. Even when we may want to be able to do good. And when you have no self-esteem, you often feel unworthy and unholy, and you feel like a disappointment to God. Well, are you worthy? Are you holy? I don't know about you, but even though I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, most of the time I feel neither holy nor worthy. So then I go to the Word of God, the Bible, to learn the truth, to get a bit of comfort. And here's what the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "There is no one holy like the Lord." Oh boy. So I'm not holy. Then in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, it says, "It is written, there is no creature who is righteous, not even one. There is no creature who understands God." This is Romans 3:11. "There's no creature who understands God. There is no creature who seeks a relationship with God." And okay, so I'm not righteous either. I don't do the things I ought to do. In fact, I practice doing the wrong things. Evil is present in me. I don't understand God. I don't seek a relationship with God. But then in other places of the Word of God, I see a different story. Like in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, I see us being held to a standard of holiness. Here's what Peter has to say, "But like the Holy One who called you to salvation, believers in Christ, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior." We're asked to be holy, yet we feel much like the centurion in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. The centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed." So as humans, are we ever holy? Are we ever worthy? Are we ever righteous? Well, June Murphy's going to tell us about our worth in her song, Worthy. And she'll tell us about the source of our worth as she sings. Here it is, the song, Worthy, by June Murphy.
Christ is worthy. My worth is and will ever be, is my identity with the Lord Jesus Christ, for he alone is worthy. In Christ I'm worthy. In Christ alone is where my worth is, you see. He's part of the Trinity that's indwelling me. Jesus Christ is worthy. is worthy. My worth is and will ever be is my identity with the Lord Jesus Christ, for he alone is worthy. In Christ I'm worthy. In Christ alone is where my worth is, you see. He's part of the Trinity that's indwelling me. Jesus Christ is worthy. Christ is worthy. Christ is glory, he's magnificence, I will lift up his name. The Lamb that was slain, I will forever proclaim the excellence of him who died and rose again. Christ is worthy, my worth is and will ever be. Is my identity with the Lord Jesus Christ, for he alone is worthy.
June Murphy clears up the confusion with this beautiful and instructive song concerning our worth. Psalm 18:3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved by him from my enemies. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are holy and you are worthy and you are righteous. And all of this worth comes from your permanent union with the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment of your salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in union with Christ, and all believers in Christ are, that person is made by God into a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. At the moment of salvation, all of his believers are in Christ. And because God the Father allows us to be in union with his Son, the union makes us holy and blameless and absolutely righteous in the eyes of God. And he makes us worthy. Thank you, God, for this wonderful gift. God worth, not self-worth. God esteem, not self-esteem. Psalm chapter 95, verse 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who's watching or listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. We point you to the chance to have a relationship with the one and only God, a God who loves you unconditionally, the Holy One, the Worthy One, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. That's the moment when you are worthy. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then get to know him. Grow by means of grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son shall not see the resurrection life, but instead the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. You can also hear her music on iTunes. Her most recent album is available on iTunes, and if you buy that album, you're supporting our ministry, and we appreciate it. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.